speaking man, but I'll try to speak in English. आज आप सब लोग यू आर ऑल ऑफ यू गोइंग यात्रा एंड यू आर सो लकी बाय द मर्सी ऑफ सुला प्रभुपाद हैविंग एंड पुरुषोत्तम मास हैविंग वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी एंड गोइंग टू यात्रा. I may tell you, Srila Prabhupada was very exceptional. But when I was preparing for the class, aage paath piche sapat, I was thinking that okay, I have prepared it by giving quite good number of hours. And finally, when I think about what I'm going to speak, and I forget. This may happen, I don't know, but this is effect of age 78. So you have to tolerate me if I am missing something. Though I made a notes, but I can't just go on referring notes every time. Nandagopal Prabhu is better than me when he pronounced sloka. You know, I'm very poor in, you know, pronouncing even the sloka. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 64, The Deliverance of King Nraga, Test 26. सत्यं कथं मम विभो अचि पथ सत्यं कथं मम विभो अचि पथं परात्मा योगेश्वरा स्वति दृश्मल हृदय विभावया साक्षात अदोक्षः उरु व्यसनान्ध विबुद्धये शानमे अनुदृश्याय यस्य भाव पवर्ग सत्यं कथं मम विभो अथोपधात् परमात्मा योगेश्वरः स्वति दशमल हृदय विभाव्य
साक्षात् अदोचय उरुभ्यसनान्द बुद्धे शान मे अनुदृश्य यस्य वापवर्ग सत्यं कथं मम विभो अक्षिपथं परात्मा योगेश्वरा श्रुति दस्मद् हृदय विभाव्य साक्षादक्षयरूप्यसनन्द उद्बुद्धे शान मे अनुदृश्यै यस्य वापवर्गस Transcendental Lord, Transcendental Lord who comes, who cannot be seen by material senses. Oro, severe. Vyasana, by the troubles, Andha, blinded, Buddha, whose intelligence, Shyam, It may be me, for me, Anudrashya, to be Anudrashya. To be perceived, yeah, in the world, yashya, whose bhava, material life, aparva, aparga, season, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Almighty One, how is it that my eyes see you have before me? You are the Supreme Soul whom the greatest master of mystics, yoga, can meditate upon within their pure hearts, only by employing the spiritual eyes of Vedas. Then how the Transcendental Lord, you are directly visible to me, since my intelligence has been blinded by the severe tribulation of material life? Only one who has finished his material entanglement in this world should be able to see you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Even in the body of lizard, King Nigra could remember his previous life, and now that he has the opportunity to see Lord, he could understand that he had received special mercy from the personality of Godhead. ॐ अज्ञान त्रिमदंदस्य ज्ञानांजना श्लाघया चक्षुलतमिना तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापिनं न भूतले स्वयं रूप कदात्म पदातिशं पदातिकम् वन्दोऽहं श्री गुरु गुरुश्रीपद पदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सर्वजाति सहजनावतार रामदत्ता सभी जनम साधेतम सर्वभूतम परिजन सहित भूतान्य गवम श्री राधा कृष्ण बताय श्री सर्वलीला बताय। हे कृष्णा करुणा सन्धि दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तत्व कांचन गोरमी राधे वृंदेवंशी विश्वानुसुति देव वांछा कल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्याद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुति गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। In translation of this verse, one very important point, that by the mercy of devotee, I come out from the material world, because Maharaj Nigra was very well knew this point. It was not possible to come out and have darshan of Lord, because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmante Gyanmanma Prabhajante Vasudev Samati Sumatma Sudarulama. It's very difficult to come out of this material world. It is not possible by our own efforts. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he tried in India for 33 years. But finally, as per the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, he has gone from here at the age of 69, America, in a ship. And there, he was teaching this science of God, Raj Vidya. In India, nobody has ever touched this point of Raj Vidya in the history. That's why you will find in total education system, there is no mention of Atma or God. No university and college throughout the world you will find. There are many courses, IIT, MIT, IIT, MBA, and engineering and several other things. But there is no science of Raj Vidya, king of knowledge, Atmagyan, science of soul. Nobody is teaching, because to understand this subject, it requires a brain. People have lost brain here because we were slave of Muslims or British people. And we were only getting this so-called independence, we lost our intelligence. And now the only thing what people are thinking, economic development only, which can never give you satisfaction. Only devotees can understand this point. Any activity we do in this material world, King Nigra came to know about this, it's all wastage of sama eva kevalam, wastage of time. We are governed in this material world by three guna: satogun, rajogun, and tamogun. And King Nirga was in control of satogun, not suddha satogun. And total world is at this time who so-called doing social services, they are governed by satogun. That's why anywhere you go, they talk only one subject: how can we do social service? Forget about God completely. Social service. And King Nigra was also doing social service. It's all right. He was giving donation, charity to Brahmanas. But what was the purpose? That's karma kanda. What was the purpose? So I can go to Vaikunth. Because people have no concept that there is a better thing than Vaikunth. That is Raj Vidya. When I was before 60 years, and in my village in Madhya Pradesh, when our grandfather he expired, or they write letter, our grandfather has expired, they write, वो स्वर्ग सिधारे हैं. स्वर्ग इज द ओनली कंसेप्ट, देर इज नो अदर कंसेप्ट ऑफ गोलोक वृंदावन वैकुंठ. सो द शो कॉल्ड सोसाइटी टुडे, दे हैव नो कंसेप्ट अबाउट स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, दे हैव कंसेप्ट ऑफ रिचुअल और मटीरियल कंसेप्ट ऑफ द सतोगुण रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण. दे नेवर न्यू द पावर ऑफ भक्ति, पावर ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. At one stage, even in parampara you see, even Vyasadev, after he has written, he compiled all Shastra, he was not happy, because these all Shastra, whatever he has written, is all in the modes of guna, satogun, rajogun and tamoguna. And though he was not happy, so Narad Muni asked him, why don't you write glorifying Lord Krishna and his devotees? And on that basis, he started writing this Bhagavatam. You know the story, but I am repeating. Srila Prabhupada, when he started this movement, he has gone to Pune. Mr. Malhotra arranged big function for all big people. And one of them started, because the plan of Srila Prabhupada was to spend 3 crores of rupees for the construction of a temple at Jew. So one of them, big man, said, why you are spending so much money for construction of temple? We need hospital, we need schools. And because that's a concept going on throughout the world. People have no concept about bhakti, spiritual life. Spiritual life they are confusing by karmakand. Everybody is going to temple in India, but one temple or other, asking something from the Lord. They have no intelligence even what to ask. Just like a child, 5 years child, what he will ask? He is not well. Papa, I want ice cream. I want chocolate. That's the only intelligence. So material world, people are only asking material thing coming to Lord. Wasting that time, human life, which is meant only for Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Using diamond for paper weight. So Prabhupada ji, they talk very much in detail in Pune. Prabhupada said, yes, everybody is doing social work. Mr. Malhotra, you know Mr. Birla? Yes, I know Mr. Birla. I stay with him, he comes here, he stay with me. Suppose if his son has separated from his father, taken his share and gone in the clutches of some girl, left India, gone, and he was in a bad association, good, bad girl, and finally he lost everything. And one day, suppose you are going in a car and somebody is begging on the street. And you, just like in Bombay, when we go, when we drive, we see so many people are begging on the street, particularly on the stop. So, and you see Mr. Birla's son there, what you will do? Oh, uncle, I want to. He asking, uncle, I want some money. I now want an LSD injection. Otherwise, I will die. And he recognized him and said, all right, sit down. Come with me. And you take Mr. Malala. I will take him to my home. I know he's son of Birla. And I go, I will call immediately a doctor. Give full treatment, whatever is possible for him. And after 15 days, he's normal. And then he's asking, uncle, I want one thing. I want to ask pardon from my father. I don't want any money. I'm very sorry what I have done for my father. I'm ready and willing to follow all instructions what mother, my father has said. But I don't want anything, but I want, please, I want to see him. Mr. Malhotra phone Birla, and he's informing me, your son has come back. In Bible, a story of Portugal child coming, it's lost child is coming back. Another son says, you are celebrating such a big way in Bible. I am staying with you all the time. You have never given any such a big party which you are giving to this son who has come back. There is said, he says, yes, my lost son has come back. That's why you are always with me. So Birla ji phoned Mr. Birla. Palhotra phoned Mr. Birla. And Birla said, I don't. I am coming with my own plane. Prabhupada ji told these people, everybody in material world is doing some seva. Just like somebody is, we see somebody on the street, somebody is giving 4 anas, 1 rupee, some bread, somebody giving blanket, somebody is giving fees for education, somebody is giving something or other. Everybody is helping in the society. But you people are not solving permanent problem of anybody. They will fall. If you give food, they will need food again next day, in the evening also. I am trying to connect just like a lost son to his father. The temple is a place when I can connect the lost people, because everybody is child of Krishna. They are suffering here because they are not ready and willing to follow the instruction of Lord. Lord has given instruction in Bhagavad Gita. We have come in this material world by our own desire. Lord has given instruction, my dear son, you have come here in this material world by your desire. But if you are interested to come back to me, these are the instructions. Follow these instructions. By following these instructions, you will come to me positively. He is more keen than we are. So he has given instruction. If we are ready to follow those instructions. So Prabhupada ji told them that we, the people in the material world are suffering because they are not ready and willing to follow the instruction. Instruction are not something serious laws, perverted laws. Instruction, just like you want to drive on the street. At that time when you are driving, you have to follow certain rules and regulations. When you are in material world, you have to follow some rules.
can't drive in India on the right hand side or in America on the left hand side. In India you have to drive left hand side. You can't do all nonsense on the street, drinking and all that thing. So you follow the laws and live comfortably. If you don't follow the laws, you will be sent to jail. So in material world we are all in jail. Only devotees are out of jail. Because the devotee only know very well, they know very well that anything which we'll do in material world, whether just like Naraga, done wonderful service, charity of cows, thousands and thousands and millions of cows. Anything you do in the material world, you are punishable. This is from Bhagavatam, 6th canto. First chapter, 27 verse. Anything you do in the material world, you are governed by guna. Satogun, rajogun and tamoguna. And this nraga is in satogun. He is punished because in material world, anything you do, there will be some fault. That's the nature of this world. It was not his fault even. One cow has come back, which he has given in donation. And the same cow was given to somebody else, and there was dispute between two brahmanas. And you see, finally, they curse that you become lesser. There are several examples. Bharat Maharaj has not done anything wrong. He gave up his kingdom, everything. He has gone to jungle doing tapasya. Everyone was doing tapasya. All of a sudden he saw one lion was chasing a deer, she deer, Hirni. She was pregnant. She gave birth of a child and she died. Bharat Maharaj saw, oh, the mother has died. If I don't take care of this child, what will happen? What happened then? At the end of his life, Bharat Maharaj was all the time thinking, who will take care of this child? He was not doing anything wrong. He had done the social service. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumila Hoila Manas Janma Sarthak Karkar Parupkar. First save yourself. Don't try to save other people. If you cannot save yourself, you cannot save others. Don't become politicians like, you know, they are rascal, but they want to do good for other people. Bharat Maharaj done right thing. But Krishna says in Gita, in 8th chapter 6, Antakala Yam Yam Bhapi Sman Bhutta Shantika. What you are thinking at the time of death, you will get the nice life, next life according to that. He became dear next life. What is his fault? In material world, if you are not doing anything which is not connected Krishna, Srameva Kevalam, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your life. Narada Muni came. You know, all of you know the story. I am good in repeating all the things, as I sometimes say, you repeat too much. Narada Muni came in material world and asked everybody, please come to back to Godhead. I am giving you a visa, just like America visa. Free of cost. Come on, America. Everybody refused. They were not interested to come back to Godhead because they had no jnana, no intelligence. Nobody has taught people Rajvidya. Material science only they have taught, only in the material world. so they can earn money. Work like a donkey throughout life. Make big buildings. What happened to this Narad Muni when he asked everybody refused? Finally, one person said, Naraji, I will come with you. But tell me, what should I do? I have old parents. Krishna is not forcing us to come back to Godhead. We have come in this material world according to our desire. Narada Muni said, all right, whatever your desire, I am not forcing you to come. What you want? Give me some time. All right, I'll come after some times. This name of this boy was Kailash. He has old parents. He said, Naraji, I have old parents. Give me some time. And finally, the father died, also mother died. With the request of father, he got married. He had children. Children got their education. It's everybody doing in the material world, education. There are children getting married, then getting job, and then making building, and then doing everything. And they are getting old. Children are getting old. Children. But this Kailash was only social worker, satoguni man. Nothing to do with the spiritual life. Just like Naraga and Bharat Maharaj. When Naraji came after some time and he asked people, where is Kailash? Oh, he died just before few days. Naraji was going. On the door, there was a dog. Naraji could recognize, this is, Kailash, what you are doing here? And he started giving explanation. Naraji, keep quiet. I am ready to take you back to Godhead in the body of a dog. Are you ready to come? He said, Naraji, really, I cannot come. I am making this story short because it's very big. It will take a lot of time. So Naraji, I cannot come. You see, why? I tell you the reason. With great difficulty, I made this building. I made this building. It's my money. This is the position of the today's society. Dog. They will become dog if they are not God conscious. Because today, education is not teaching us anything. So Naraji, I will take you. Naraji, very big difficulty I made this building. My children, my grandchildren, they keep the doors open at night time because there was no fan at that time. And when the thieves come to steal, Naraji, I bark, 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 and I save this our property. This is the position of the material world, practically everybody. They are working for their family. They are not caring for the spiritual life. Total education system is like that. You cannot mention anything about God in the system. They are becoming Gnostic, practically. Without God, it's Gnostic. So, point is this, whether it's Nirga or whether it is Bharat Maharaj or whether Kailash, is the position is same. So, until unless we have somebody like Srila Prabhupada, and unless the people are ready to listen, just like Pune people were ready to listen, and they said, yes, you are saying that law. You are really making a temple for the purpose of bringing the people who are loitering on the street, working hard. People are working hard. One donkey who has come from his native place in the city,
Practically everybody is donkey in the city. They are working only for money. So another donkey came, and asked Gadha, why you are working so hard? You have no time to even talk to me. What you are eating? No, I eat grass. But in our village, there are a lot of grass. For the sake of grass, you are working so much, 24 hours. Then this donkey in the city thought, yeah, this man coming from village and teaching me, I live in city. I am highly educated also. He said, no. I am not working only for the sake of grass, my dear friend. I have better prospects. All right, tell me what are your better prospects. Should I tell you? She asked. One day, the owner of my Malik. Some people know that story. Most of them. My Malik told his daughter, you are going out, coming late at night. I told you several times. Now, if you come late night any time from today onward, I will marry you with this donkey. And donkey is so happy that this girl is going to make mistake and I will get married to this daughter of my Malik. Material world people are working like a donkey with that hope that one day they will be happy. Show me a single person on the earth who is happy. Single person. The poor man is unhappy. The middle class is more unhappy. And richest people are so unhappy. I travel around the world also. For what? For they are working. You ask anybody a question, what is aim of life? Not a single person can reply. What for they are working then? Because nobody has knowledge even of this subject. Raj Vidya, because it's not being taught. Once in America, Srila Prabhupada, when he was there in America, some Marwadi, because I belong to Marwadi community, so I remember something. So they were come from Indore. They took interest in spiritual. Actually, Marwadis are Jews of America. At one time, they were actually controlling the total business in India, Marwadis. Even now, they are in position, but not that as they were. Just like Jews control, you go to the New York City or anywhere, Israel, they just, Jews are controlling that all power. So one Marwadi, he has done his doctorate in India and done higher education there and got married, his Marwadi girl, from India only, but they were living together. Both of them doctor. They came to India and they were chanting. And another Marwadi in Bombay, big mill owner's son, he was chanting. This is 30 years before, 35 years. And when they were chanting, there a Marwadi group thought, what nonsense? We have sent our children for this purpose? So they should chant Hare Krishna? Practically, one group, that group of Marwadi, they were very influential people. They said, we should completely neglect this Hare Krishna movement. We should not take interest in this Hare Krishna movement. They will take away our children. To understand this subject require intelligence. They have no intelligence. Their intelligence is only to earn money and give education so that they can earn money, get married.
have children, give them education, and after education get them married, and when this man will die, and then other they become, then they give them education, get make building, big, big houses and all that. So, the purpose of life is to make big building, big bank balance, give education, and education, children, and you know, if I'm not wrong, most of the Marwadis, or many people learn from them also, because Yajada Acharya says, these people are guiding, just like Jews, what, America took this Christian conscious movement in America, very intelligent Jews, who were they? They were Tamal Krishna Goswami, Prabhupada's secretary, Giriraj Swami, who made Jew temple, and you know, even Radhana Swami is Jew. All the great people, so Marwadis, they were also, but because there was no, they have not taken any education from any self-righteous soul. These hippies, India Prabhupada, as I mentioned already, he tried 33 years. Nobody was interested. He has gone to America. He taught the science of God to these hippies. They are intelligent. Hippies are not beggars of India. They are very, very rich people, very intelligent people. But they were frustrated. What is the purpose? Because really they were right. Because nobody was able to tell them what is the purpose of life. Srila Prabhupada told them the purpose of life. Prabhupada trained them by teaching them the purpose of life in 4 sloka, which you know, ABCD. And they applied in their life. They got trained by Srila Prabhupada. They came to India. And one of them, I was never going to temple, one of them told me about this. They have told us. These people, these hippies from America, they came to India, who were trained by Srila Prabhupada. They made 3 important temples first in India. These hippies, not any Marwari, Gujarati or Sindhi has given money. This Jew temple and Vrindavan temple, Ras Bihari temple, Radha Krishna Balaram temple, and Mayapur temple. Millions of dollars have come from America by these hippies. And now, by the help of these hippies, we have 500 temples around the world. And we are all busy how to maintain 2 ends. Meri family ka kharcha kaise chalega? Which has already been destined. You cannot earn 1 paisa more than whatever is already been destined. 7742. If you want to change your prarabdha, the result bring you new problem which will be worse than the original problem. If you want to change, there is a procedure. Surrender to me. Aham tam sarva papena mokshani masach. And I will fulfill all your desire. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya ajantishtati. He is sitting in our heart. And he will fulfill our desire. Follow his instruction. Don't try to become multimillionaire by some different way. You will lose whatever you have got. Because whatever you have got, that is your prarabdha. In that prarabdha, don't try to mix up your life without spiritual life. You will lose that also. This is happening in America. Intelligent people learn by the experience of others. Who learns by their experience? Own experience. So our duty is somehow or other to understand this subject of a spiritual subject of Rajvidya. Prabhupada is teaching us this Rajvidya. Science of God. Without disturbing our life.
King Naraga was not knowing this. Luckily, he got association of one Brahman. And he told him, you distribute some, give us some book, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, make our temple. Krishna will help you. Krishna will meet you. You have a darshan of Krishna. This is a qualification. You get the mercy of a Brahman, you will have darshan of Krishna. Without the mercy of a devotee, you cannot get anything. Everything in this material world, for the purpose of a devotee, is any activity which we are doing in the material world. I will, because I know my time is getting over, but I have not touched even 10% of my study which I have done. 10%, I was in an introduction point only. So what I am telling you something, for devotee's point of view, they have understood this thing. Working, in spite of a high education, they earn money, big money. They thought this is all is tool. Good activity, bad activity, both are useless. And Maharaj has given such a elaborate explanation on this subject with 7 pages, which I'm not going to, I only will quote, because I don't want to say all that. You listen to from Maharaj has said on that subject. One thing I will tell you, one who has accepted the material body cannot be inactive. And sinful action is inevitable for one acting under the modes of material nature. Therefore, important, all the living entities within this material world are punishable. Lekin who can save? Everybody is punishable. Lekin those people who have taken shelter of Lord, what Srila Prabhupada said, just see now. Srila Prabhupada, in his own graphic and accurate way, has said, for a devotee, piety and impiety are like difference between the wet stool and the dry stool. The total material world is on the bright, dry stool and bright stool. There is nothing in this world if it is not connected with Krishna. He said, they are enjoying the wet stool. Any good activity, just see how they said it. I don't want to say that, but I am unnecessarily saying. Have anybody ever examined the difference between the dry stool and the bat stool? It is very fascinating subject matter, but not for human, for hog only. For a hog, dry stool is quite tasteless. There is no juice, there is no rasa. But bat stool is juicy. I have seen. I was once living in South India. This is my yatra ago, before I came to Hare Krishna, before I became devotee. And they have a very interesting sanitation system there. No pipeline or flushing system, toilet. You have to climb. Climb means ground floor. Climb 3 steps. And then you have to climb up in a few steps. And then there will be a hole. You just sit, just do there and pass. Like that. And underneath the hole, all the hogs are gathered there. They are the sanitary department. And one time I had dysentery. That means it was very wet. There were dozens of hogs and they were making jubilant sound. There was a feast. So, it may be sound disgusting, but for a hog, it is very important part of life, finding fresh stool, juicy. However, for a human being, where it is wet or dry, it is all stool. In this mantra, Srila Prabhupada explained whether you are doing pious activity, impious activity, happiness or distress, honor or dishonor, pleasure or pain, it's all material. It all available. A materialistic person is very much addicted to the conception of that this make me happy. I want it. This will make me unhappy. I will avoid it. This is how we are just pulled in the direction or this direction or directed direction by material modes of nature. But for devotee, it is all material. It is like a stool. Whoever all of us have experienced this, it is not easy to have this mentality because Maya is so strong, including inducing us to want to become an enjoyer. So, any activity which we are doing in this material world is just a wastage of time. Just don't waste time, which devotees, they have understood this science very well. Okay, whether good, bad, good thing or bad thing, everything is wet stool and dry stool. And where is my boss? So how many minutes I have got? 2 minutes now. So we must conclude it by saying, Krishna says, my Maya Duranti is very difficult to control it. But if you surrender to me, I will take care of you. That's why whatever you do, yat karoshi, yat javoshi, tat karo madharpanam. Do it for me. I will take care of you. I will take back to Godhead. It is my promise. When he can be so nice to Putana, do you think he will not take care of us if we are chanting and eating? When I talk to the people, I tell them not ABCD, I tell them only 2 things. If you please, because 99.9% people who call themselves vegetarian, they don't offer food to Lord. And I tell them, you people are eating food because you eat onion garlic. Your children will eat eggs. When you will become old, they will drink. You are eating tea, drinking, and they will drink beer and whiskey. And in your life, when we become old, you will see your home will become hell if you don't chant and offer food to Lord. If you want to see in your life, you will see in your life, I have got Laddu Gopal, I offer them, milk and misery. Krishna says, Bhujyante te agham papam. You are eating sin. And what is the effect of the sin? Kameshu, krodeshu, rajogunsan. Kam, krod, lobh, mad, moh, matsar. These are the byproducts of the food which you eat. If you eat food which is not offered to Lord, you are eating sin. And that's why in the material world, nobody is satisfied. This is the effect. Bhaman Bhagwan clearly said it. If a person, whatever he has got, if he is not satisfied, he will never be satisfied, even if he will get 3 worlds. Because we don't get, we offer the food to Lord, that's why we never get satisfaction. Otherwise, there are three types of people. Third type people are staying in Dharavi, some is staying in Birle Parle, some is staying in Malabar Hill. The three, Satogun, Sargun and Tamogun, three types of people are there, but all of them are unmiserable. So if we don't think that the people who are in the rich family, they are very comfortable. Believe me, I travel and I go to the people, they are more miserable than the poor people. Poor people can actually be get convinced if we talk to them. These people cannot, because it's very difficult. Last time, Giriraj Maharaj said, I was going, this is of 1930. I have noticed something, old things, because somebody told me you should talk something, your own. So Giriraj Maharaj, actually, the person who was running the school here, his father, Manganani, we have gone to his residence. So, that person has given us prasad, breakfast. And Maharaj told me not to touch. Oh, that man was Mahaprabhuji, Maheshwariji, please, why don't you? Because this man has promised many times, I will give you money to print Bhagavad Gita in Pakistani language. And whenever, one reason or other, he was just several times. And Maharaj told him, Maharaj, why you are doing that? He said, I want to save him so that he should not go to hell. He has promised me that he will give. He has money. It's not that he hasn't got money. We didn't want to give. We will not take prasad. Until unless he pay the money for the printing of my book, which he had promised, and I want to save him for going to hell. So, until unless we see example, you see, these people, sometimes they give a lot of promise, and they don't follow. Sometimes people take different stand on the people, and the last point is already late. Last point, please. I think there's no need. Otherwise, they will say you are crossing last karke. Finish karo. So, I'm very, very thankful to you. Tolerated me. Hare Krishna. No question now because time is over.